News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister and People's Democratic Party leader Mehbooba Mufti was on Tuesday released from detention. PDP Chief Mehbooba Mufti is being released from detention, said Jammu and Kashmir Administration spokesperson Rohit Kansal. A government order issued on Tuesday night said her detention was being revoked with immediate effect. The Jammu and Kashmir Administration in July had extended her detention by 3 months under the stringent Public Safety Act. Mufti, who became the first woman chief minister of the erstwhile state of Jammu and Kashmir in 2016, as head of the PDP-BJP alliance, was arrested along with other leaders hours ahead of the centre bifurcating the state into two union territories and abrogating Article 370 on August 5 last year. She was first detained under Sections 107 and 151 of the CRPC but later booked under the controversial PSA. Former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Ministers and National Conference leaders Farooq Abdullah and Umar Abdullah were released in March after over 7 months in detention. Mufti was initially lodged at the Cheshma Shahi guest house and then shifted to another government guest house at MA Link Road in Srinagar. She was then taken to her residence where she remained under house arrest. Responding to the government decision, her daughter Iltija Mufti took to Twitter to thank everyone for their support. Iltija had challenged her detention in the Supreme Court, which last heard the case on September 29. Umar Abdullah, who was earlier released from detention, welcomed the move. "I am pleased to hear that Mehbooba Mufti Sahiba has been released after more than a year in detention. Her continued detention was a travesty and was against the basic tenets of democracy," he said in a tweet. Congress leader Ghulam Nabi Azad described the 15-month detention as a unique one in our country. CPIM leader M.Y. Tarigami said, "We urge the authorities to release other people who continue to be under detention since August 4, 2019, under draconian laws like PSA, UAPA and sedition." Mufti was initially detained on August 5 last year, having spent over 8 months in detention at two government facilities designated as sub-jails. She was shifted to her home on April 7 in partial relief. Initially, she was taken into preventive custody. Later, on February 5 this year, she was slapped with the PSA. Mufti heads the PDP, which was in power in Jammu and Kashmir, in alliance with the BJP till June 2018. The Allahabad High Court on Tuesday said the victim of the Hathras gang rape and murder was entitled to a decent cremation in accordance with her religious customs, which essentially are to be performed by her family. The Lucknow bench has taken suo motu cognizance in the case of the alleged gang rape and death of the Dalit woman in Hathras by four upper caste men. The Uttar Pradesh police had cremated the body of the victim in the dead of the night in the family's absence, leading to outrage and protests across several states. Action of state authorities in name of law and order situation is prima facie an infringement upon human rights of victim and her family. She was entitled to decent cremation in accordance with her religious customs, which essentially are to be performed by her family, observed the bench. The court, in its detailed order issued on Tuesday after the hearing on Monday, said the larger issue which this incident raises impacts such rights of other residents of the entire state. The court, referring to precedents, observed that the right to dignity and fair treatment enshrined under Article 21 of the Constitution is not only available to a living person but also to his or her body after death. The court order said that no one should indulge in character assassination of the victim, just as the accused should not be pronounced guilty before a fair trial. Additional Director General Law and Order Prashant Kumar was pulled up for his comments, where he suggested that the rape did not happen. The court questioned him on this and asked whether the investigation was concluded and if Kumar had read through the new rape law of 2013. The court had earlier reminded the police about the rape laws, which accept a dying declaration from an assaulted woman as a fact. Facts, as of now, ex facie reveal that decision to cremate the victim in the night without handing over the body to the family or their consent was taken jointly by administration at the local level and was implemented on the orders of DM Hathras, added the bench. The bench has ordered for the suspended Hathras SP Vikrant Veer to appear before the bench in the next hearing scheduled for November 2. The court has also directed the state administration to ensure security of the victim's family. It also said that any investigation or inquiry being carried out either by an SIT or any other agency should be kept confidential and no report is leaked to the public. The Indian economy, severely hit by the pandemic, is projected to contract by a massive 10.3% this year, the International Monetary Fund said on Tuesday. However, India is likely to bounce back with an impressive 8.8% growth rate in 2021, thus regaining the position of the fastest-growing emerging economy, surpassing China's projected growth rate of 8.2%, the IMF said in its latest World Economic Outlook report. Released ahead of the annual meetings of the IMF and the World Bank, the report said global growth would contract by 4.4% this year and bounce back by 5.2% in 2021. America's economy is projected to contract by 5.8% in 2020 and grow by 3.9% the next year, the IMF said. China is the only country among the major economies to show a positive growth rate of 1.9% in 2020, it said. The IMF in its report said the revisions to the forecast are particularly large for India, where gross domestic product contracted much more severely than expected in the second quarter. As a result, the economy is projected to contract by 10.3% in 2020 before rebounding by 8.8% in 2021, it said. In 2019, India's growth rate was 4.2%. According to the IMF, India is among those likely to suffer the greatest damage from global warming, reflecting its initially high temperatures. For India, the net gains from climate change mitigation relative to inaction would be up to 60-80% of GDP by 2100, while estimates of losses from climate change are somewhat smaller for colder regions, for example, Europe, North America and East Asia. These are likely underestimations as they do not include a number of damages, for example, rise in sea levels, natural disasters, damage to infrastructure from thawing of permafrost in Russia, and negative global spillovers from large economic disruptions in other parts of the world. Last week, the World Bank said India's GDP this fiscal is expected to contract by 9.6%. Chinese nationalists erupted in anger at South Korean boy band BTS after its leader thanked Korean War veterans for their sacrifices. The singer, who goes by RM, made the remark in a recorded acceptance speech for an award from the Korea Society for promoting US-Korean relations. We will always remember the history of pain that our two nations shared together and the sacrifices of countless men and women, RM said in the speech, which included no mention of China. After 70 years, the world we are living in is much closer than before. Boundaries in many aspects are getting more blurred, RM said. As members of the global community, we should build a deeper understanding and solidarity to be happier together. Chinese internet users and state media took RM's comments as a slap at China, whose soldiers fought alongside North Korean forces during their failed attempt to annex South Korea in the 1950-53 war. They accused RM of ignoring the role played by China in the war, which Chinese Communist Party propaganda blames on the United States instead of North Korean leader Kim Il-sung's attack on South Korea. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.